Hey, all you beautiful listeners. Thank you for tuning in again. If you are here listening, I'm so happy that you are. This episode is going to give you a little bit of information about what a doula is. There still seems to be a lot of misconception about what it is that a doula does, and I think that there is still a lot of concern revolving around having a doula. Financially seems to be probably one of the biggest concerns that people have, and I guess some people feel like they just don't need one, maybe. So I want to do this episode to just shed a little bit more light in hopes that more people will consider hiring a doula for their pregnancy and birth. So I'm gonna kind of do a little frequently asked question type of thing, if you will. So what is a doula? So the word doula is, it stems from a Greek word, which is like a woman servant or slave, if you will. So with that being said, technically a doula can kind of be any type of servant. But primarily when you think about doula, you think about pregnancy and birth, and postpartum. There are plenty of other doulas. There are death doulas, there are abortion doulas. I won't get into all of that, but let's talk about birth doulas, because that is what I am. I'm a birth doula. So generally women hire me at some point during their pregnancy. Usually I'm hired by the end of the first trimester or into the early part of the second trimester. And during the pregnancy, I will be a source of support. Many different levels of support. So providing resourceful information for the mother, letting her know where she can find information about finding a pediatrician that might have the same views as her, finding information about breastfeeding, preparing her for labor, working on like techniques, exercises, different types of positioning for comfort, and just being there to answer questions. A lot of mothers face, like, I guess they feel badly, if you will. Let me see. I'm looking for better word, not badly, but sometimes even embarrassed or like they're being a bother. That's what it is that I'm thinking about. They feel like they're being a bother or a nuisance to call their doctor's office and ask the nurse questions every time they need to know something. And let's face it, if you've ever been pregnant before and you've gone to the doctor, a lot of the times it's just sitting there waiting to be seen. And then you get seen. They listen to the heartbeat. They measure your fundus, your fundal height, which basically when they take the measuring tape and measure the size of your stomach, they look at your ankles, they test your pee, they ask you how you're feeling. And then they're like, okay, we'll see you again in a few weeks. And, you know, they don't leave very much opportunity for you to feel comfortable enough to ask questions. Now, while a doula is not a medical provider, we can answer some basic questions that most moms might have that are not medical questions. And if you do have a medical question, we can, you know, tell you if that's something that you definitely need to ask your doctor as soon as possible, or not push it off, or things like that. A lot of parents also feel worried that if they hire a doula, that it'll take away from their partner being able to participate in the pregnancy and the labor and birth of the child, which is totally untrue. The doula is there for both parties of this, you know, pregnancy and birth. And the doula will actually include the partner in the learning process and help the partner learn those comfort techniques so that, you know, maybe the mom doesn't want the doula touching her when she's in labor and she just wants to be with her partner. Then at least the partner is confident and comfortable in being able to provide that comfort and relief for the mom. But also, the doula is there to be able to provide some relief for the partner also, because, you know, I've been to births and, you know, the dads sometimes are so nervous. Even my husband, like, we have 5 kids, and each time my husband's like, is your mom coming? He gets so anxious every time I go into labor. He's like a chicken with his head cut off. He doesn't know what to do. He's like scared. And so the doula can really help the partner to feel calm, that there's somebody on their team that knows what they're doing, and also somebody that's going to take care of, you know, their wife or their girlfriend or whatever have you. So sometimes the doula will say to the dad or the partner, like, hey, go have something to eat. It's okay. Or close your eyes and have a little nap. It's okay. I'll wake you up if something's happening. And it allows everybody in the room to feel a lot more comfortable usually. Another concern that people tend to have, and I think this might even be the biggest concern, is how much does a doula cost? Can I afford one? The cost of a doula is going to vary, and there are a couple of different things that will determine the cost of a doula. So the primary thing is going to be where you live. So if you're living out in Hollywood, you can expect your doula to cost a few thousand dollars. Another thing that can affect the cost of your doula is her experience. If your doula has been a doula for 10, 20, 30 plus years, you can expect that she has more experience under her belt and, you know, may be in high demand for her services. And so therefore, her costs might be a little bit more. Also, if she can offer you more than just her doula services. However, you can find doulas low cost. Some hospitals have in-house doula programs where, you know, they just offer you one just because you're birthing there. And the doulas there might work rotating shifts similar to the nurses. You may also be able to find a doula who is going through her training and needs a certain amount of births to earn her certification. Those doulas may be doing free or reduced price births. So how can you find a doula, and how can you find a doula that meets your needs financially and, you know, for everything else? So mom groups are a good place to start. I have a love-hate relationship with mom groups. They can be really helpful or they can be really crappy. But you can usually find some people who are in your area, especially if you're in local mom groups, that can lead you to some doulas. Doula groups. So some doula groups will allow you to join even if you are not a doula, but if you're just looking for a doula because, hello, I mean, benefit for them, right? If someone who is looking for a doula joins a doula group, because that might mean business for them. And a lot of people in doula groups are also training and may need some certifying births and might be able to, you know, provide you services for a lower cost or even free. There are also some websites. DoulaMatch.com is a good one. It's well known. And there are doulas who range from all different price points within your area. So that's another place to look. Or you could simply just go on Google and type in doulas in my area, and I can guarantee you, you'll get some websites that will come up. So a couple other things that come up when people want to know about a doula is, do I need a doula? My answer is yes. Are you planning to be pregnant? Are you pregnant? Yes, you need a doula. You need a doula. And the next question that usually follows is, what if I'm not planning to have a natural birth? What if I already know I want to have an epidural? Or what if I'm having a planned C-section? Doesn't matter. Get a doula. You're having a baby? Get a doula. And the reason is because you just need somebody there to support you and somebody who's trained to do this. You can have the most caring, loving, supportive partner in the world, but they're not trained in, you know, childbirth and all of this stuff. And it's great to have that extra support and that extra help, especially if you're a first-time parent. But I feel like everybody needs a doula. And yes, I can be saying this as a biased person because I am a doula, but if you think about it, me saying that is not necessarily going to benefit me, because you can be listening to this from Ohio and I'm all the way in Connecticut, and you know, you're going to probably hire a doula in Ohio, and that's not going to benefit me. So me just saying, if you're pregnant, get a doula, is not doing me any justice. So I really mean it. Like I said, I have 5 kids and I'm a doula, and I still hired myself a doula for my 5th pregnancy. So if that says anything to you, I mean, having a doula is really important. I really truly believe that. So it doesn't matter what kind of birth you're trying to have. Hire a doula. And you could even get a virtual doula. And that's one service that I offer. So if you are expecting or planning a family and you're listening to this and, you know, you want to know more about a virtual doula, I'll give you a little bit of information now. So a virtual doula, why would somebody want that? You know, well, there are a few reasons. So one reason is, it can be, you know, much cheaper to have a virtual doula than to have a doula in person. So this is good for somebody who's not financially able to swing the cost of having a doula in person. How would this work? So phone calls, video chats, things like that. Now, you know, kind of, what's the point? Again, another good reason might be that somebody like myself, for example, you know, I was given birth in a hospital, and they're like, hospital policy is really strict. Of course, I got them to, like, you know, let it swing because I am a doula and they're familiar with me here locally. So when I gave birth, they didn't give me too much of a hard time. But most hospitals have like a 2-person policy for your labor and delivery room. So if you, for example, are really bent on having like your mom and your husband there at the birth, you're not going to be able to have a doula. So if you strongly want some extra support and you want, you know, your mom and your husband or your boyfriend to be able to be in the room with you, a virtual doula is a good way to still be able to get that extra support. So your virtual doula can be on video chat if you, like, you know, have your phone, or if you bring a laptop to the... What? If you hear that in the background, that's my littlest guy, who is 6 months old as of next week. And he is teething and going through some stuff right now. So you might hear him in the background in a few episodes. But yeah, you can bring your phone or your laptop. Most hospitals will, birthing centers, whatever, will have guest Wi-Fi that you can access. And your virtual doula, aka myself, can be on video with you during your labor, reminding you of some of your coping techniques, reminding your partner of some of those positioning techniques and things that you guys can use. So virtual doulas can be really helpful. You know, you can text your doula all throughout the day and night, you know, within reason, of course, and just ask questions as needed. And I can guarantee you that you're not going to be texting your OB, you know, asking all these questions. You're going to be calling, you're going to wait for a nurse to call you back. And it's like, you know, suppose you forget something, then you want to do that all over again? No, but I can guarantee you, your doula will get back to you like ASAP and usually through text or, you know, really easy communication. So, you know, keep all of those things in mind. A doula is such an invaluable, like, level of support. I can't even express it enough. And that doesn't even touch base on postpartum doulas, which we can do in another episode, because my podcast kind of focuses on moms and busy parents out there. And I'm trying to keep each podcast episode, you know, 30 minutes or less. So I'm more than happy to do another episode on postpartum doulas. But yeah, get you a doula, man. You need one. It's, you know, it's never too early to hire a doula. As long as you're planning your pregnancy, most doulas are willing to... You have a lot to say. Most doulas are willing to take you on as a client, even if you're not expecting yet. I've had people who have called me and hired me the minute that they peed on the stick and got a positive result. So it's never too early to hire a doula. And if you think to yourself, well, what if I hire a doula and then, you know, I experience a loss? Most doulas are willing to, you know, refund in that case and like give you your money back, or are willing to just keep you as a client and help you process your loss, or, you know, even willing to forward your balance so that when you are expecting again, they are more than happy to be your doula. So it's never too early to hire a doula. If you want to know more information, you can find out information about my virtual doula services on my website, womanschoiceperinatal.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and stay tuned for the next episode.